This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you ever have trouble getting your kids to help you out at home, you might be surprised by our next finding. Your kids may not want to help you with the laundry, but they do want to contribute to society. Of 180,000 Australian students surveyed by Resilient Youth, the vast majority, 90%, actually want to help others. Colette Smart is a psychologist and parenting expert, and she's quite passionate about this topic, aren't you, Colette?
I am.
Yeah. So this is a good news story. Were you surprised about these findings that 90% of kids want to help others?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. I feel like we hear so much bad news in the media about kids and teens, and so many young people that I work with are doing so well, and they are outward looking and they are wonderful, and we're seeing more and more of these kind of statistics that are saying kids want to look outside of themselves. And when we looked at these stats, really what it says is secondary students are less likely than primary students to want to volunteer, but actually it's so minuscule, the difference in percentage. When we look at years 10s to 12s, about 87% of them want to volunteer. Yeah. And so if we think of positive peer pressure, how much good can come out of that 87%? Once those kids are seen volunteering, or we give them opportunities to volunteer, we will see the knock-on effect for their peers going, oh, this is actually something cool to do.
Yeah, so absolutely. What are some of the benefits of kids getting involved in volunteering or helping others?
Well, it's fascinating because the research tells us when we volunteer, it's good for our mental health, for our mind, and it's good for our bodies. So essentially for your mental health, we're seeing benefits like diminishing loneliness, reducing stress. There's less social isolation. And when there's less social isolation, obviously we develop more social skills, we're mentally stronger, we're more self-confident, and then you develop overall life satisfaction. Mm. And then physical benefits are we're actually seeing lessened symptoms of chronic pain and heart disease, can you believe, when we volunteer.
Well,
it sends the message that everyone is valuable. So we're teaching ethics to our kids, and really it's about perspective taking. So suddenly you see something bigger than yourself, outside of yourself, and your issues and your problems come into perspective, really. Mm. And so we develop empathy and compassion, and we see others as people with worth. So there's a lot of benefits to it.
Absolutely. I mean, I guess though, kids are often in the situation where they need, I guess, support from their parents if they want to do stuff like this. How can parents initiate a culture of actually helping others?
So our children won't just pick this up if we don't communicate it to them. It needs to be obvious. So we need to make caring for others really a priority in our home. Mm. So encouraging our children to see other people's perspectives, show compassion, hear from their parents why caring for others is important. And then we need to actually give them opportunities to do it, to follow through and practice this caring and empathy for the community. So it needs to be nurtured in their lives so that really they learn by you modeling to them what volunteering looks like. And it requires practice.
That really puts the onus on us then to be a good example, doesn't it? But of course, you know, I think we have opportunities of volunteering sort of thrown in our face when we're an adult, because we're always being asked to volunteer this or that at school or at church. But what are some ways that, what are some ideas for what kids could do to help others?
So we mustn't get bogged down with thinking, oh, it's too hard. There's so many little things we can get our children to do. So, you know, finding a local food pantry, donate to that, getting your kids to choose the food items, or putting toys and books together for the local children's hospital. Mm. The Christmas boxes, which Hope 103.2 does anyway. Something that we did in one of my churches that I belonged to previously, they have muffin days where they take once a term, muffins get taken on a Sunday after church to the local fire station or police station. And so we took this on as a family. And at Easter, when we're up in Foster, we actually take a box of Easter eggs to the local police station and thank them for being on duty on Easter Sunday.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, even cleaning up your local park without being thanked, obviously supervise your children while you're doing it, but really delivering meals, finding an elderly neighbor, wheeling out their bin each week. There's some really local things that we can do if we just open our eyes and look for opportunities to help and encourage our children to help.
Yeah, that's true. And I think at Christmas time, especially as that approaches, it's really good to make sure that we're not just thinking about what are we going to get for Christmas, but what can we give this Christmas, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously the shoe boxes, which a lot of people have just done, is a great way of doing that. But I'm sure there's local things as well, like you mentioned. Well, thanks so much, Colette, for getting us thinking about this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me in the studio today.
Not at all. That's adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. You can find her online at colettesmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.